Welcome into the High School Basketball Player of the Week podcast, sponsored by the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association. I'm Graham Shear with this week's edition, also Nathaniel Finch joining me. We've got interviews with the Franciscan Health Players of the Week from all six districts, men's and basketball, and their coaches. First, from District 1, it's Jamie Hodges. A 5'9 senior guard is Hodges with Michigan City High School. In his one game this week, first game of the season for Michigan City, 35 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals in a win against Marquette Catholic. Here is the conversation with Jamie and his head coach, Tom Wells. Now joining us, Tom Wells, head coach of Michigan City, as well as a senior guard, Jamie Hodges. So, coach, let's start with you. A big win this week against Marquette Catholic. And Jamie played outstanding, 35 points. Just kind of walk me through the season so far and through the first week here. Jamie's been pretty electric.
Yeah, it's been a good start for us. And you know, the one thing that all the coaches would tell you about those cross-town rival games is, you know, it doesn't matter 4A, 2A, 1A, 3A, it just doesn't matter. All the kids know each other, and Marquette came in, and they have a bunch of seniors on that team, and so it was a game that I know they had earmarked, and we're very inexperienced. You get outside, Jamie, and one of our wing players, Alan Briggs, and we're a very inexperienced club, so we were going to rely on Jamie a lot early, and he really carried us and was much like he's done for 4 years now, but he was electric that night.
So, Jamie, now I turn to you. A pretty good start to the season for you as well. Just kind of walk me through what it's been like now, being one of the leaders out there on the court.
Oh, for sure. You know, it's a very young season, and last night we had Gary Lighthouse at our place, and we kind of had our way with him. But once again, Jamie had 27 to lead the way. And so from that standpoint, you know, the games go in the left-hand column, and that's exactly where you want them. But we haven't faced, other than maybe a little first game jitters, we haven't faced a lot of adversity yet. So that'll be the next hurdle and the next thing that we want to see how we respond. But as far as Jamie's concerned, you know, this is old hat. We turned the keys over to him as a freshman, a four-year starter that's been part of nearly 50 wins in less than 4 years. And he went over the 1,000-point mark last January, just shy of 1,400 right now. So he's been fantastic. And the numbers, even as early as it is, I mean, you're looking at 64% from two-point range and 56% from the three-point range, 75% from the free throw line, all while handing out 3 assists and 6 rebounds a game. So keep in mind, this is a 5'9 point guard that is doing all this, so the numbers are a little bit staggering.
Coach, is Jamie there with you right now?
Yes, sir.
Jamie, quick question for you. What's the development been like for you so far this year?
I think I've really been developing my shot as the years been going past, and developing, like, being a leader on the court, you know, make sure my teammates know I trust them and stuff like that.
And any big personal goals that you guys are looking forward to, not only individual goals, but, you know, as a team, what's it been like with your guys?
We want to win a sectional championship.
Michigan City, Elston, Michigan City Rogers consolidated in 95, and it's been a dry spell. They have not won a sectional since consolidation. So as a lot of teams, you know, we're going to try to be playing our best at that time of the year. We had an opportunity a year ago and fell a little bit short, just wasn't our time. And so obviously we want to start peaking, you know, come March. But you know, this kid's been really good for 4 years. You start talking about names like Delray Brooks, Dan Palombizio, Charles Macon, all three of them Mr. Basketballs, and Jamie in less than 3.5 years is already Michigan City's all-time leading scorer, both career and single season, and all conference. This is a heck of a league up here with Crown Point and Valparaiso and Lake Central and Maryville, and it's a bunch of big schools, and for 3 years this kid has kind of been driving the bus for us. So I'm just glad he's back for another year, and I would be glad. So it's fun to watch.
Coach Jamie, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on Player of the Week, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Brownsburg High School. Elijah Diallo and head coach Steve Lynch with the Bulldogs. Diallo, a 6'3 senior guard with Brownsburg. Two games this week, 24 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 6 steals in a win over Indy North Central, 66-53 the final, and then a 20-point 65-45 win over Lakota West, where Diallo had 15 points, 13 rebound, double-double, 2 assists, and a block in the win. Here's the conversation with Diallo and head coach Steve Lynch. Now we're joined by head coach Steve Lynch of Brownsburg High School, as well as Elijah Diallo, Player of the Week. So, coach, start with you. Elijah has been outstanding here, senior guard for Brownsburg for the Bulldogs, and a great start to the year for you guys. A couple of wins against Indy North Central and then against Lakota West. So just kind of walk me through what the first week of the season has been like for you guys.
Oh, really excited for all of our guys, but Elijah being a 2.5-year starter, started a little bit for us as a sophomore. Got a good group of guys that are providing some really nice leadership for our team, and practices have been pretty good. Our football team has had some good success winning sectional, so it took us a little bit of time to get everybody together. So honestly, I think we're very fortunate to have everybody playing well, considering our limited amount of time together before the season. But really happy with the way the guys played, and obviously have competed well through the first two games.
Coach, tell me about how Elijah has developed as a leader over the years.
Just a great kid. I think he's got really nice teammates that are receptive. So I think our kids take criticism well from both coaches and peers. And I think, you know, he's seen some good leaders in front of him. And so he relates to the guys in terms of, hey, when I was a sophomore, I would go through these things. When you know, I was a sophomore, this is what I struggled with. So when he puts in perspective that he's gone through the same struggles, I think it really provides a nice opportunity for our guys to be receptive to his leadership.
What makes him so special on the court?
I think he's really worked hard at his game. He's improved every year. He's very skilled, but you know, he's added a physical component, getting 13 rebounds Saturday night at Lakota West. I just thought he did a really nice job in kind of growing his game into a lot of phases. When you get 6 steals on Wednesday night and 13 rebounds on Saturday, he's complementing his scoring very well.
And Elijah, focus turns to you now. Obviously a good start to the year. Coach mentions the 13 rebounds on Saturday, a double-double for you. What's been the development for you personally?
I feel like the conditioning that we do at practice helps me grow on throughout the games and like keeps my hustle play up overall.
And then also, what's the leadership role been like with you and your teammates?
It's been pretty easy this year, because most of my teammates are pretty receptive, and like they're learning from the mistakes that they did last year as sophomores.
What are some goals that you have set individually for the season?
Individually, I'm going to win sectionals this year, since we were supposed to win last year. It didn't go as planned, so that's really my individual goal.
What's next for you?
I plan on playing college basketball after this, and yeah.
He's done a nice job. We're looking forward to finding him a nice situation that fits his game and can complement a nice college study.
Thank you. Thanks for the time, guys. Appreciate the time. Congrats on the award, and good luck the rest of the season.
Guys, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks to Elaj Diallo and Steve Lynch giving us some of their time with that interview. Next up from District 3 for the IBCA Franciscan Health Player of the Week, District 3's Cam Craig and head coach Travis Reitzman of Switzerland County High School. Cam Craig, a sophomore forward, 6'4", one game this week, 46 points, where he knocked down 17 of 25 from the field, 11 rebounds, a double-double, also two assists and three blocks in a win at Austin, 89-70. Here's the conversation with Cam Craig and Coach Reitzman. Welcome back, and joining us now, Travis Reitzman, head coach for Switzerland County High School. Also with him, Cam Craig, a sophomore forward, 6'4". Coach, let's start with that. Obviously, just a sophomore and already seen a ton of development with Cam. Just kind of speak on that for a couple minutes.
Yeah, Cam came in very highly skilled as a freshman. We kind of knew that coming in. He's definitely well developed when it comes to the fundamental aspect of basketball, and has continued to get better each and every day and each and every year. And now as a sophomore, obviously start off with a big game with the 46 points there against Austin.
So, Coach, that 46 points, obviously pretty special. Just kind of walk me through what the start of the season's been like for not only Cam, but for the whole club.
It's been going well so far. We're, knock on wood, we're all healthy and we have no injuries. And we started off real well against Austin there, jumped out early. I think it was a 14-0 lead. And just kept building and building throughout the game and was able to get a good win. And Cam just kind of developed consistently through that game, kept knocking down shots, wasn't forcing a lot of things and just letting the game come to him and ended up with a great night.
And Cam, now focus turns to you. What has been the development from a development standpoint? What's it been like for you now just in your sophomore year?
Just really put in the work every single day, trying to get better. Talk to the teammates, and you just get better as a team.
And also, what's it been like just kind of being out there with your teammates? You feel like one of the biggest leaders on the court?
Yeah, but all of our guys respect each other, and we play well together, and we know we want the best for each other.
So you talked about your teammates and how, you know, your games kind of work off each other. Obviously, leading scorer, 46 points, pretty special. But kind of talk about what it's been like just working out there as a team.
As a team, we really enjoy it every day. I mean, we have ups and downs, and we know that. We lost two big leaders last year, and we've kind of regrouped and tried to figure out everything during this season.
And now, Coach, kind of just walk me through what the rest of the season looks like. Obviously, Cam expecting more of the same for the rest of the year out of him. But for Switzerland County, what's it look like for the Pacers the rest of the year?
You know, hopefully some good games coming up. We play Clarksville on Friday and then play Carroll County on Saturday. You know, and again, just trying to get our team to develop. Like Cam said, we lost a couple of good senior leaders. We're still a pretty young team with just two seniors, and obviously Cam, but just being a sophomore, and we start some juniors and then one senior. So we're still kind of in the developmental stage of developing our team. You know, as far as our schedule goes, we got some big rival games coming up with Lawrenceburg and Rising Sun. We'll see Madison before Christmas break, so that'll be another big rivalry game. So definitely looking forward to those. You know, I think our conference is, as far as that goes, is wide open, where I think any one of the seven teams in the conference has a good chance of winning it. Sectional is pretty tough. North Decatur is probably the favorite in our sectional, very senior laden team who is coming off a pretty solid year last year, so they've got a lot of guys back. South Ripley's got a couple good young players, so you know, we're just looking to take it day by day and game by game and hopefully stay healthy and get some victories this year.
All right, Coach Cam, thank you for the time. Congrats on the award, and good luck the rest of the season, guys.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you to Cam Craig and head coach Travis Reitzman of Switzerland County giving us some of their time. Now let's switch gears and take a look at the IBCA Franciscan Health Players of the Week for girls basketball in District 1, Kennedy Fueling Eric Thornton, head coach for the Norwell Knights, up in the 260 for the Knights. And Kennedy Fueling, 40 points, a school record in game number one this week against Fort Wayne Concordia, an 84-55 win for Coach Thornton. And then game two against Eastbrook, an 8-point, 51-43 victory, 22 points, 4 rebounds, 5 steals in the win against Eastbrook. Here's the conversation with Kennedy and Coach Thornton. Welcome back. Now joining us, Coach Eric Thornton of Norwell, the Knights up near Fort Wayne. Kennedy also with him. Kennedy Fueling, a junior guard. So, Coach, let's start with you, but kind of walk me through what has been the start to the year. 40 points is a school record for Kennedy in game number one. So, obviously, an electrifying start for her just right out of the gates.
Yeah, it was. It's just an incredible performance, very efficient, and it's not something you expect, but you see a big number at halftime, and you think that this might be the night.
What makes her so special on the court?
I think just being so steady and even keel. I think the thing that I've seen since her freshman year, coming into her junior year now, is just her willingness to be that kid for us. Whether it's missing a couple shots in a row and just being okay with shooting it again. She's so gifted in that area, but also just her willingness to be a good teammate and share it with another scorer on our team that can have the same type of night as Kennedy might have, and that's Mackenzie Fee. So I think they play well together. I think they know that they need each other, and that's great leadership.
And Kennedy, obviously a good start to the year for you. 11 made threes. But kind of just what's been the mindset going in when you're knocking down threes, what's the feeling like out there on the court?
Are you talking to me or Kennedy?
To Kennedy, if she doesn't mind answering that question.
Yeah.
I think that just once I get into a rhythm, that I'm just confident that it's going to go in and that I need to keep shooting.
And Kennedy, also a question for Kennedy here. What's the feeling with you guys out there on the court? What's it mean to you guys to get a couple wins here to start the year?
I think it's really important just so we can have that mindset and just know that we're able to do that, and that just helps us go into the rest of the season.
What are some goals that you guys have set for the year?
I think that we could make a long postseason run and just make it to state.
And Coach, what's the rest of the year look like for the Knights as a whole?
You know, for us, fortunately, our conference is very strong this year, so we play at Huntington North this Friday. Very, very well coached and talented team. And then we go right into next week with state-ranked Columbia City. And that's those two conference games are the way we start off our conference season, which is very difficult. But the great thing about that is just how it prepares us. You know, those two teams are in 4A, us being in 3A. Obviously we want to win conference, but at the same time, given the choice, as Kennedy mentioned, this team has some very high goals in trying to make a state run. We have no seniors on our team this year, and so we're really excited about who is a part of our program, the culture that we have, and also just, like Kennedy said, I love the way she says it, just trying to make a deep run. And, you know, there's no guarantees with a tough sectional, but we're going to use these tough games to prepare in that way.
Coach, as a former Huntington North Viking, and I wish you good luck this Friday against Huntington North.
Thank you. We'll need it, but we hope to be in the game and have a chance to win at the end.
Thank you, Coach. And Kennedy, congrats on winning the Player of the Week, and congrats. Good luck the rest of the season, guys.
Thank you.
A big thanks to Kennedy Fueling and head coach Eric Thornton of Norwell. for giving us some of their time for that interview. Now let's move on to District 2. Layla Hull and head coach Andy McGuire winning the IBCA Franciscan Health Player of the Week for Zionsville Community High School. Layla is committed to North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Two games this week for the Eagles. 20 points out of Layla in the first contest, 17 rebounds as well against Fishers. And then in game two, Bedford North Lawrence, another 25 points and another 12 rebounds for the senior forward. Let's hear that conversation with Layla and Andy McGuire. Welcome back. Joining us now, head coach Andy McGuire of Zionsville Community. One of his players, a senior forward, Layla Hull, wins Franciscan Health Player of the Week this year in District 2. So, coach, kind of focusing on Layla, obviously a pretty good start to the year for the Eagles, 8-0. And this week, though, however, game one, 20 points for Layla, also 17 rebounds, a double-double in win over number 7 in the state, Fishers, a two-point victory. Obviously, that was a hard-nosed victory for the Eagles. Kind of walk me through what the mindset was like this week for Zionsville.
Yeah, this was a big week for us. I mean, the Fishers game was, you know, probably if you look at importance, that was the most important because they're a conference opponent. And obviously one of our goals is to win the Hoosier Crossroads Conference. And Fishers is a very talented team. They have two twins that are both going to Ball State, and we knew that it would be a great game, and it turned out that way. We kind of got off to a slow start, but really kind of took control in the fourth quarter. We were up 9, and we let them get back in it a little bit, hit a 3 at the buzzer to cut it to the 2-point mark. And so it was more of a 5-point game anyway at that point. But that was a really good victory for us. I think at the time, Fishers was ranked 2nd or 3rd in the state. And, you know, it was a big confidence booster. And Layla had a really outstanding game, 17 rebounds along with those points, and really took over in the fourth quarter for us.
And then another 25 points for Layla the next game against Bedford North Lawrence. Another hard-fought victory. That one for 15 points, though, 56-41 the final. But again, another 25 points and 12 rebounds for Layla. What has she meant to just the whole team so far this year?
Yeah, Layla's just, you know, she's so consistent. I mean, I think she's averaging 23 points a game, and she averages almost a double-double. She's averaging a little less than 10 rebounds a game at this point. But, you know, she's definitely our leader on the court. She's kind of our go-to player. But we have really good players that surround her. We wouldn't have the record we have without those players as well. But, you know, I think the players look up to Layla. She's committed to North Carolina. So she's obviously very talented, and a girl that's really worked hard for 4 years to keep improving her game. From where she was last year to this year has been a huge improvement, and she was really good at this point last year. So she's to her credit, she's put in the time and has worked hard to develop her game. And obviously, if you're getting recruited by places like North Carolina, they recognize that. So
right.
just a great kid. She's an outstanding student, too. I mean, in the classroom, really good and very active in the community, and just a really good girl.
What skills does she possess that makes her so special on the basketball court?
Well, she's really athletic. I mean, she's 6'1", but can handle the ball. You know, right now, you know, her jump shot is really special. I mean, her 2-point pull-up jump shot's really good. Her 3-point percentage has gotten a lot better this year as well. But if you let her get to the rim, you're really in trouble. She finishes well and gets to the free throw line really well. So, you know, all those things. We play her at a point guard sometimes, but then we'll also use her kind of as a power forward. So she's very versatile, and we're able to put her in different positions depending on matchups, and continue to take advantage of different matchups depending on our opponent.
And coach, now what's the rest of the season looks like for Zionsville? What's it look like for the Eagles?
Well, we're really excited. I mean, you know, we're happy with where we are. 8-0 is a huge accomplishment. We play one of the better schedules in the state. our conference itself, I think, is the best girls basketball conference in the state, with Noblesville and Hamilton Southeastern and Fishers and ourselves, and at Westfield and Brownsburg. It's a really, really good conference. So we still have quite a bit of work to do in the conference, but our schedule doesn't get a lot easier. We had a kind of a weird week this week with no games, but then next week we play Cathedral and Westfield, who are two really good teams. And then, we still have to play Hamilton Southeastern and Noblesville and Brownsburg. So we have a lot of good games after the winter break that will continue to make us better. But if you look at our sectional, you really don't want to play any opponents that aren't going to get you ready for that. And our sectional, I would say at the end of the year, four of the six teams are probably all going to be in the top 10. So you're talking about by far the best sectional in the state of Indiana. So we're excited about that, though. We try to play a good schedule because we think that's what will help us be ready for the tournament.
Coach, appreciate the time. Congratulate Layla for us. Sorry she couldn't be here, but again, congrats on the award, and thanks for your time, good luck the rest of the season.
Appreciate it. She deserves it, and she's sorry she couldn't be here, but she's very pleased, and thank you for the honor, and we appreciate your support of our team and just girls basketball in general.
Thanks to Layla and head coach Andy McGuire giving us some of their time for that interview. And now the last Franciscan Health Player of the Week with the IBCA, Keely Hudson, with head coach Joe Pig over at Eastern Green, the Thunderbirds in District 3. In game one this week, a career-high 34 points out of Keely, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, and 3 steals, a win over Owen Valley, an 11-point victory, 58-47 the final. And then against North Central, an 8-point victory, 44-36 the final, 17 points and 14 rebounds, a double-double out of Keely. Let's hear that conversation with Keely and head coach Joe Pig. Welcome back. Joining us now, head coach Joe Pig of Eastern Green High School. Also with him, Keely Hudson, winning player of the week for the IBCA. Coach, let's start with you. For the Thunderbirds, an outstanding start to the year, a couple of wins. Kind of walk me through what has been the mindset through two games here.
I think our good starts got off to because of the kids that came back last year. I mean, we have two starters back, and the rest of the kids right now are still learning how to play, which has really pleased me that, we're using kids from the JV last year, plus the two Hudson girls, and that's what's really pleasing, that's got us off to a good start. They've bought in and played hard, and we're still learning.
Coach, 34 points, a career high for Keely in game one this week against Owen Valley. What's it been like for not only for the whole Thunderbirds team, but for Keely?
Well, she's really stepped up, and the thing with it's really Keely. And the thing with Keely is she's got a nagging leg injury, or I think she's even capable of doing it more for us.
What makes her so special on the court?
She's just a hard-nosed kid and plays hard all the time, and she's put a lot of effort into it. She plays in the summer, all summer, and just a great kid on and off the floor.
This next question for Keely. Keely, you scored 34 points, which is a career high, and then the next game you followed up with 14 rebounds, also had 7 assists last week. Now that you can see you put up these big numbers, how does that set up your confidence level for the rest of the season, knowing that you could produce on all three levels of the court?
I mean, it helped my confidence a lot. I mean, last year we struggled mentally, and it's been a huge transition with our new coach. And Coach Craig has always had my back, and we said from the beginning of the season that we just have to believe in the process, especially since it's a whole new outlook with Coach Pig around, but it's been a completely different atmosphere, and it's helped my confidence a lot, especially with the numbers I've put up recently, and hoping just to improve from here.
Sounds like you play with your sister on the team, right?
Yes, I do.
What's it like playing with her?
We have our highs and lows. We argue a lot more than people would think, probably. We don't really get along, but we get along on the court long enough to hopefully succeed.
Coach, what's the rest of the season look like for the Thunderbirds?
I think we have a good outlook. I think as long as we keep improving and our defense gets better, and if we can get – we do have a couple that beat up a little bit. If we can get everybody healthy, I think we're going to be all right, you know, and compete, and that's what it's all about.
All right, Coach, thank you. Thanks so much for the time, and thanks to Keely as well. Congrats on winning Player of the Week, and good luck the rest of the season.
All right, thank you.
We would like to thank all six of the Franciscan Health Players of the Week presented by the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association. Best of luck to the three young men and three young ladies in the rest of their seasons. Tune in next Wednesday afternoon to hear our conversation with the next six Players of the Week from Indiana Boys and Girls Basketball. For the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association, alongside Nathaniel Finch, I'm Graham Shear.